In just a minute, Bill does his best DJ Khaled and sings Rhyme of the One. It's the Listener Limerick Challenge. If you'd like to play, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Okay, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Helen, millennials, like yourself, have been blamed for killing off any number of things. Applebee's, bar soap, napkins, Jimmy Hoffa. Now this week, we read millennials are on their way to killing what?
Monogamy.
No.
No, that was my generation. No. We got that.
Yeah.
What have we killed? Banking. I don't know.
No, well, it's very hard to go ding dong ditch if you don't use one of these.
Ding dong ditch. Is this an old person phrase that you just used?
Yes.
Ding dong ditch. I don't even know what you're talking about.
She's a millennial.
I know. It's traditionally prior to you people coming along and wrecking it. Wait a minute. You young people, how you let people know that you had arrived at their home.
Oh, instead of ringing the doorbell, we text.
Right, exactly. You have killed the doorbell.
Oh, we are just such jerks.
Yes, according to the Wall Street Journal, real millennials think the doorbell ringing is, quote, panic-inducing, terrifying, and hideously awkward. Those were the ones we were able to translate from their native emoji language.
I agree. I can't remember the last time I actually rang a doorbell.
So what do?
It's so primitive.
So you go to somebody's house.
You're in the lift.
Yeah.
And you're like two blocks away, and you text like, "Hey, I'm rolling up right now." And then you get out of the lift, and they look out the window, and they see you. You've just come out of your lift, and they come down, or you go up, or whatever.
Right. So you don't actually ring the doorbell.
No, it's just, ew, why would I?
Well, you think, for a lot of people, that's the only exercise their dogs get.
Yeah, going berserk. This phobia has made things difficult for people who have to do deliveries. Pizza deliveries have to call ahead now. Packages go unnoticed on the front step, and abandoned babies just crawl to the next house. Hoping to find... an old person.
My apartment, it's funny that you say this because my apartment buzzer has been broken for like 2 years and that's it. It's just broken.
So if the doorbell rings, it's not somebody you want to see.
The police.
Right.
It's like getting a phone call.
Ugh. Oh, I know.
Oh my goodness.
What? It's the worst thing you can do to somebody.
Helen, airline experience, we all know, is a miserable experience. It's expensive. It's overcrowded. The writing in the in-flight magazines is often reductive and lacks ambition. But a California company wants to help out. They're going to improve what?
The writing in the magazines?
No.
Improve the smell of people's feet when they take their socks
off. Actually, I'm going to give it to you. They're going to generally improve the smell of the airplane.
Oh, wow. That's
the Pacific Precision Products. They make onboard odor diffusers that fill plane cabins with subtle scents to mask an airplane's typical someone is eating McDonald's odor. Scents such as fresh baked bread and white tea and lemongrass promise to relax passengers or at least provide a brief staycation. So the next time United drags someone off a flight, instead of fearing for your life, you'll be thinking, hey, is someone baking bread?
Wait, but this neutralizes my tactic of farting when I pass first class. So I don't like this at all.
Maybe that's why. Maybe this is an anti-Helen tactic.
This is what I do because I never get to sit in first class, and so I make sure I fart when I go through.
You behave like that young lady, and
it's not
you're never
going
to sit in first class. Yeah.
I wait till I get someone who looks like PJ, and I just let one rip.
That guy looks like he uses a doorbell. Let's get him.